Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Dadon Tolbert Show. I am your host, Dadon Tolbert. This is the Original Urban Podcast, Season 18, Episode 4. I told y'all last time I was on that the next show would be on Why Men Cheat. And, you know, that show is coming. But that's like one of those shows that I really, really always prepare for. Like, really, like, I prepare for all of them, but that one is something I really wanted to take my time with. So then this whole Kiki situation came up, Kiki Palmer. So, I said, you know what, let me talk about Kiki a little bit. Let's talk about the Usher situation. And, and then we'll come back to Why Men Cheat. I want to first, before we jump into it, a lot of these shows, pretty much all these shows that I do, are connected in some way. If you look at this new season, you know, and the three shows that I've done prior to this one, I'm Tired of Being His Sneaky Link and Ready to Be a Wife, where we talked about, you know, just everything that goes into why men make certain women jump offs or sneaky links, side chicks, and marry other women, and just everything that goes into that. Then the next one was the definition of a great wife. You know what I mean? Why exactly do we wife up women? What does that even look like? What, you know what I mean? What qualities does a great wife possess? So then there was that one. And then, you know, the whole Ebony K. Williams situation, if you guys remember, you know, where I spoke about, you know, the mentality, the jacked up mentality that often goes into women being made sneaky links, not being made a wife, and, you know, and what that looks like. When she said, I would never date a bus driver. You know, I'll date him if he owns the bus, you know, and so that you see where I'm going with this. And now, you know, and even those shows will be connected to the next show on Why Men Cheat. Because if you see, when you have a certain mentality, and then what we're going to talk about tonight, when you present yourself in a certain way physically, that's not going to work out well for you. It's going to lead to you getting cheated on. You know, today I'm going to tell you why Kiki Palmer's man is most likely cheating if he stays with her at all, you know, or will cheat. You know what I mean? And also, I want to get into the title, which is how to know if you're for the streets, you know, and that term has become popular, you know, over the last few years. It's, you know, it's a slang term. But one of the things I got to remember is that the term for the streets is something that's old school. That's not a new term. That's something that my grandmom used. That's a phrase my mom used, my aunts used, and, you know, women used back in the day to hold certain women accountable for their actions. And that's something I want to talk about today, because that's not happening. You know, women are not holding women accountable. That's one of the reasons why people like Kevin Samuels became so popular, because he's someone, even though I don't agree with his delivery all the time, he was someone that held women accountable for their actions. I mean, y'all know me. I've been doing that. You know what I mean? That's not even a question. But I'm just saying, as far as recently, men are now calling women out on their behavior. And so the term for the streets is, and I'll get it more deep into the definition of it, but I want to unpack the controversy, the discussion a little bit. So that's what we're going to do today, man. So if you guys missed any of the past shows, check me out at DadonTolbertShow.com, iTunes. All shows are archived there. You know, TRCLifeCoaching.com. You know, check out the website. You know, check me out. You know, and if you guys are newer to the show, I want to give a shout out first and foremost, though, to my wife. Tomorrow is our anniversary. We celebrate, 13 years at this point, 13 years. So, you know, and a lot of you have been around before that. You know, you've seen our journey. You've seen, you know, the process. And, you know, ultimately, this is what I'm here for. This is why I've been doing this show for as long as I've been doing it, because so many people have thanked me and used us, you know, as an inspiration for, you know, something to aspire to as far as their relationships go and their what they want for their lives, which is a successful marriage. So, you know, shout out to my wife and everybody who shows love. So let's talk about it. Let's jump into it. You know, how to know if you are for the streets. Why did I say Keke Palmer's for the streets? You know, I've heard a lot of men saying she's for the streets. I've heard a lot of women defending her. You know, they've called her, I don't think it's her husband, but her child's father, insecure. I want to talk about that. You know, jealous of Usher. We'll talk about that. But one of the things first of all, who is Keke Palmer? Let's start at the beginning. Who is she? And this is, I think, where some of the problem starts, is that a lot of people are not really familiar with Keke Palmer now. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people my age, I'm 45, a lot of people, they know Keke from Akilah and the Bee. You know what I'm saying? When she was like, 10 years old or whatever? I don't know how old she was. But that's what they see when they hear Keke. They remember her from that. And she has gone on, you know, she's grown up. She's going on to do some great things in Hollywood, I guess, if you want to, you know, you consider being a Hollywood star great. But she's done some things in the world. Her image has changed considerably. You know, she's not that little girl. And a lot of people have not followed her career to the extent that I have or others have to see that transformation. But so, and I'm saying that because Keke Palmer is not innocent. What y'all saw, that outfit with the ass out, the see-through, that's not new, okay? That wasn't the first time she wore an outfit like that. She's been dressing like that for the last, you know, I'll just say 10 years. I don't know how old she is. Well, I know she's 29? So let's say 19. I mean, probably since she was like mid-teens. You know what I'm saying? Like 15 years or so. When she hit puberty, honestly, I saw a big change in her. And I remember it because I was like, yo, what happened to Akilah and the Bee? Like, what is this gyration? You know what I mean? You got your breasts out. You got your ass out. You're saying this, saying that. She's had some very, I won't say controversial, but very worldly views and a worldly way of presenting herself. So, which is not uncommon for these childhood stars. I mean, whether you look at Britney Spears, the list is endless. You know what I mean? But she's no different from a lot of these Hollywood kids who grow up and then go on to do these wild things. So that's who she is. She's a childhood actress. She put out an album. I know she's had somewhat of a singing career, put out some music videos. She went on to host a talk show. And then she went on to do some, guest hosting things and, you know, just things like that. And she's very, you know, Keke has always struck me as being very opinionated. Okay, and you know it's not a bad thing to be opinionated at all, but you guys gotta understand, man. To me, and I y'all heard me the other week. I spoke about Jess Hilarious, and I said she's probably one of the most masculine and non-feminine women that I've ever seen in my life. And Keke gives me that same type of vibe. She's not as vulgar as Jess Hilarious, but she just is very non-feminine to me. You know what I mean? She gives off a masculine energy. She does not come off as someone who, if I were single, I would want to be with, or I would target and say, wow, she has the type of personality that, you know, would be sexy to me or wife material to me. She's, in fact, the opposite of that. And I think women, you really got to, you know, if your goal is love, if your goal is marriage, you need to understand what men want. I mean, plain and simple. Y'all know me. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to say you can do this or say you can do that and men will still want to wipe you up. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. There's no reason to lie. You have to be a certain way. You have to present yourself in a certain way. You know, and that doesn't mean you have to be, what's the word? You don't have to be, you want to be submissive. But you do not have to take away your independence. You do not have to cower down to a man. It's okay to express yourself, but as long as you're doing it in a feminine way, in a way that does not emasculate men, in a humble way, you know, in a way that, you know, is still feminine. And she just doesn't do that, you know? And so, and I'm just talking about her opinions right now. I'm just talking about how she presents herself verbally. But when you look at how she presents herself physically, yes, there are a lot of men. Are there men who are going to be attracted to her sexually? Yeah, she's got, you know, she has breasts and, you know, she's always typically had a nice shape. But what you can understand is when men see a woman like that presenting herself in that way, she's for the streets. And let me just define that for y'all. I was going to wait till later to do that, but let me just, because I'm going to use that term throughout the show. When a woman is for the streets, that means she's not wife material, okay? There's two ways, and y'all have heard me say this for the last 20 years. There's two ways a man looks at a woman, right? As a wife, or a potential wife, or a sex toy, a jump off, a booty call. That it's really, when he meets you, like that's what it is. It's one of two ways. And he's going to put you into one of those two categories. And what category you go into is going to be determined by how you present yourself. She presents herself like she's for the streets, ass out, breasts out, you know, whatever's coming out of her mouth usually is, you know, off the wall, you know, and that's just not what we want. So I asked a young woman, I don't want y'all to think this is like, oh, let's bash, you know, bash women, because women also use that term, right, to describe men. Oh, he's for the streets. And so, young woman, I'm cool with. I asked her, I said, so you've used that term, right? And she didn't like the fact that I said Kiki was for the street. She didn't like that. I said, why don't you like that? You use that term, right, to describe men. She said, yeah. I said, so if you as a woman have a definition of that term when describing men, why can't we have a term to describe women that we feel are for the streets? She said, well, I just don't think she's for the streets. I said, okay. Well, what's an example of a man who's for the streets? She said, well, her definition would be a man who, when you mention his name, he is always, you know, he's known to be a whore, right? He's known to be promiscuous. He's got a million baby moms and, you know, he's always doing this. Yeah, that man is for the streets. And I said, okay. All right. So he's basically someone who, from a woman's standpoint, would be non-husband material. Would that be safe to say? She said, yeah. I said, okay, exactly. So Kiki Palmer is for the street. She's not wife material. That's why, probably one of the reasons why she's about to be a single mom, you know? And that's not to say there's something wrong with single moms, but I don't see men beating her door down to marry her, maybe to have sex with her. You know, and she's even spoken about all these different guys in the industry that she's dated and guys outside of the industry she's dated and how they seem to only want one thing. Well, yeah, I guess so. You know what I mean? I guess they do only want one thing. This is what she said. She said they only want one thing. And I'm saying, of course, look at what comes out of your mouth. Look how you present yourself. Of course they're going, what do you think? What else would they want? You know what I mean? To walk down the aisle with you to bring you home to mom? What are you smoking? I never knew her to be, you know, in the drugs like that. I don't think that she must be high if she thinks that. So that's what I mean when I say for the streets, someone who men don't view as wife material. Have I met and dealt with a lot of women who were for the streets? Yeah, not on a serious level though. You see what I'm saying to y'all? So now that we have a working definition for the streets, we can go on and, you know, with the show and talk about this in a real way. Here's one of the issues that I have. So Kiki, this is something that we see a lot in dating, right? We see a lot of, you know, conflicts, and maybe you've experienced this with someone you were dating and not been on the same page with. You know, you are a certain way. You have a certain lifestyle, whether it's, you know, trips, vacations, style of dress, male friends, whatever it is. So what you have to do is when you meet someone, you have to get to know that person. This is for men and women. You have to get to know that person to determine if you're on the same page, right? If, you know, does your lifestyle match his lifestyle? Are you guys a good fit? If we're speaking about, you know, religion and spiritually, are you evenly yoked? That's a real term. a lot of people misuse that term. I'm not going to go into a whole big thing on the definition of being evenly yoked, but even being evenly yoked means, are you on the same page spiritually with someone? Is your walk with God the same or on the same track as someone else's? You know, that's very important. But overall, you've got to be on the same page. You have to have like, you have to date someone who you are like-minded with. You know, yeah, you know, they say opposites attract. I mean, you know, my wife and I couldn't be more opposite. I mean, literally, you know what I'm saying? Literally, I'm more outgoing. She's more laid back. I mean, everything. I can go on for forever. But on issues and topics that matter and that we are both passionate about, we tend to be on the same page with. Overall, like, she's not for the streets. When I met her, I wouldn't have been having this conversation about her based on how she carried herself. You see what I'm saying? Obviously, I'm passionate about how a woman presents herself. So I had no issue with how she presented herself. I'm not into the weaves and the wigs and the fake eyes and the fake lashes, fake nails, fake breasts, fake ass. I'm not into any of that. And I've never had to deal with that. You see what I'm saying to you? So, yes, we are very different. But on the topics that I'm most passionate about, I don't really have an issue. Does that mean we agree on everything? Does that mean she's perfect? Does that mean I'm perfect? No. No one's perfect, but you've got to be on the same page. And so I say that to say Kiki and her child's father clearly are not on the same page, right? They're not. How could they be? How could they be? She had a girls' night. Decided to go out to him. Somewhere along the lines, he had a problem with that because he posted about it on social media. I'll talk about that. But let's just go into, so let's really dissect it. She comes out. She comes downstairs ready to go out with her friends. All right, babe, I'll see you later. You know, probably said something to the effect of, don't wait up, He's like, okay. He's, whoa, what's going on here? Where are you going? That ass is out. Oh, come on, you tripping. I'm going to the usher car. I know where you're going, but your ass is out. Why would you think that? And then, so they probably argued, right? They argued about it. They had a conversation about it. And this is where the real problem is. The problem isn't that, the problem most likely is that she's the type of woman that thought that was okay to begin with. That's the real problem. Because my wife would never even think about wearing that, let alone us having to argue about it, right? But the fact that she thought that was okay to put on is problem number one. And that's what makes you, how you know to begin with that she's for the streets. Because she thought that would be okay to wear out in public. You know what I'm saying? Literally her whole ass is out. Any woman who thinks that's okay, any woman who thinks that's sexy is for the streets. And I'm not here to sugarcoat. I'm not here. You are for the streets. If you think that's sexy, If you would even think about wearing something that your whole ass was out, outside of at the beach, and even that's questionable, you know, you're for the streets. That's just what it is. But so that's the first problem. But the real problem is in regards to them is that because, see, some men are okay with it. There are men who wife up strippers and men. There's a man who will do everything you can think of. I wouldn't call him a real man. I wouldn't call him a great man. Damn sure wouldn't call him a godly man. But there are men. So if he's okay with it, then there's no problem with it because that's their business. But the problem is that he wasn't okay with it. He said, I'm going to paraphrase, I'm from a generation where men want their wife and mother of their children to present themselves in a respectable, classy manner. That's what he wants. That's what he wants for his life. Right? So so he had a problem with that. So at the moment where he confronted her and said, well, yo, babe, I think that's a little much, don't you think? You know, that's not really cool that you're going to wear that. At that very moment is when she should have gone back upstairs and said, you know what, I feel you. Let me go ahead and change. Doesn't mean he's being controlling. It doesn't mean, you know, he's trying to do anything other than be proud of his wife and proud of how she's presenting herself and representing their household, their family. You know, and so for her not to see, a lot of people, a lot of women don't know the definition of submission. They don't know what that term means. And I'm going to tell you what it is right now. Well, one of the main definitions is this. If you're a couple, right? I'm going to give you an example. You know, if you are walking, a couple is walking down the street and you come to a fork in the road and the wife says, "Hey, babe, I think we should go left." And the husband says, "Well, nah, I think it's probably best to go right." And she says, no, I'm pretty sure it's go left. That's where the map is saying go left." And the husband says, no, that's definitely right. You're at that point where you are at an impasse. You can't figure out which way to go. A submissive wife, or just a submissive woman in general, because you have to be submissive to a submissive girlfriend to become a wife. You don't just start being submissive when you become a wife. That process starts in the dating process, you know? So if you are a submissive woman, you're going to say, "All right, babe, you know what I mean? Like, I really think it's left, but you know what? I'm with you. So let's go right. You got it. I'm following your lead." He says, "Cool." Now, even if that way gets them even more lost, guess what? She's still back. She still is submissive. That's it. That some people, the reality is, and I'm going to tell you what the real issue is. So many women are so used to dealing with no good niggas. They're so used to dealing with men who are not worthy of submitting to. They don't know how to do it. They're so used to being independent and living an independent lifestyle. They don't know how to change it up once they actually have a good man. So am I saying go ahead and submit to every Tom, Dick, and Harry you meet? No, of course not. But if and when you get a good man, you would be crazy not to submit to him. You would be crazy to go out the house wearing an outfit that he just told you he doesn't like. What do you think is going to happen? You know, it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense. What's your goal? Do you want a loving husband? Do you want a man to love you and respect you and cherish you? Or do you want to be for the streets? Are social media likes more important? Evidently, the likes and showing off her body was more important than her how her man felt. That's the real problem. So what I'm saying to y'all is this. Everybody's saying, "Well, you know, why did he go to social media with it? He should have had that conversation in private." Of course he had the conversation in private. He saw, and she even confirmed this. I said that before she put out that post. Of course they talked about it. She said he was, she didn't say that, but she implied he was okay with it. I doubt it. That's what they say. That's cap. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he was okay with that. I don't. And if he was, he's a cornball. But he wasn't. They probably argued about it. They probably had some words about it, and she just left. And so what he chose to do, which I don't agree with, he chose to take their personal business and put it on social media. But he did that out of frustration. Some people say, "Well, he's insecure and this and that." But at the end of the day, he did that out of frustration because, hey, I cannot control my woman. I have no other, she doesn't care about me, but I know she cares about how she's perceived in the public eye because she's a Hollywood, star. So I'm going to hit her where it hurts. I'm going to take it to social media. I'm going to take it to Twitter or wherever else, to the blogs. And that'll get a response out of her. See, that's why I said he's a clown. Because why? Because a real man, if you have a woman that you can't control, and please don't take that in a negative way when I say control, but what I'm saying is if you have a woman clearly not respecting you and your views and your feelings, you can't control her. She's gone. She's for the streets. That at that moment is when you as a man have to walk away. You have to make that decision and say, "Whoa, this is not who I want to be with." And so because this is not who I want to be with, she doesn't represent my values and my beliefs, I'm going to go out and be by myself. I'm going to go out and find someone where a relationship that's more conducive to me and what I believe. But that's not what he did. He chose to go to social media. So that makes him a clown. You understand that? That's what makes him a clown for that. But I said this online, he is a fool if he chooses to stay with her. But, you know, men do that. You know what I mean? Men are, what do they call it, sucker for love. Some men use the term simp. That means you are allowing yourself to be played. Oh, my God. She goes to the concert and allows herself to be paraded around and gawked over by millions of people. Usher spun her around to look at her ass. Yo, are you serious? She's all up on, like, are y'all serious like that? What kind of man? Imagine me. Y'all know me. Y'all been listening to me for many years. You think a man like myself would allow that to happen? You know what I'm saying? I can't even say that with a straight face. There are certain men who do certain things. And then there are men like myself. Only weirdos allow their woman to be gawked at like that, to be paraded around. But I don't see, people say, well, he's jealous of Usher. I don't care if it's a bum on the street. It has nothing to do with Usher. It has nothing to do with that. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. It could have just been random dudes. You know, because you got to realize if you have an attractive woman and she goes out with her girlfriends, men are going to look. No, it doesn't matter if they're Usher, you know, superstars, celebrities, or anything like that. Your woman is going to get attention if she looks good. But the question is, how does your woman deal with that attention? Does she embrace it like Kiki Palmer did, laughing and smiling and, you know, blushing and doing a little do-si-do so he can look at her ass? Like that, yo, that's crazy to me. That's not what any man, I'm just telling you, if you saw the video, that's not what any man on the planet wants their wife doing with another man, whether he's a celebrity or not. So for her to be that dense, you know, to not recognize, hey, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, you know, let me not be parading myself around with my ass out like that. That's why she's for the streets, because she thought that was okay. And you see how I'm breaking it down step by step by step by step by step. Every step of the way, she showed herself to be for the streets. I'm talking about when she came out the shower and decided to put on that whole outfit. When she decided to leave, once she got to the concert, once she was all up on Usher, and then continued with these social media posts. Let's talk about what else she did. So after that, what did she do after that? No respect. She says this. She put out a post. I don't have it in front of me right now. But she said, I don't respect titles. I don't respect titles. I respect rings, and you know, I'm single until there's a ring on my finger. This and that. And I hear that from so many women. Let me tell y'all something. You will never hear a happily married woman say something stupid like that. You don't respect titles. So what? You don't respect the boyfriend and girlfriend title? What do you mean? Well, you gotta. I respect a ring. How do you think you get a ring? I just did a show on the definition of a great wife. How do you think you get a ring? You get the ring from being a great girlfriend. You understand? You get the ring from showing yourself to be worthy of the ring. You don't get to be a wife until you have shown yourself to be a great fiance. And how can you, you know what I mean? Like, why would you not respect the title? If you're my girl, you're my woman, then that's what you are until you get the ring. Why would you disrespect him by saying you're single? My wife wasn't single until we got married. She was my girlfriend, then she was my fiance, and now she's my wife. Like, that's what it is. There's steps. And women sound so ridiculous when they have that weird mentality. I don't respect titles. You better, otherwise you're going to be single. Like, what do you think? What man have you ever, see, y'all got to ask yourselves this question. You listen to these women and you listen to these bloggers, these single bloggers, but you're not listening to married men. Tomorrow is my anniversary. I am a married man and have been married for many years. I'm telling you exactly what you have to do if you want to be somebody's wife for the next 13 years. And it's different from everything that Kiki's doing. So just know, if you think there's anything remotely okay with what Kiki did, you're probably single and are going to be single. All right? You cannot dress like a literal prostitute. And I'm saying, I don't want to just say hoe, because the term hoe is like, you know, it's a slang term. But I'm talking about an actual woman of the night. You know what I mean? I don't care. I'm in Philly. You guys listen from wherever you're from, East Coast, West Coast, down south, all over. Wherever you are listening from, there are places and parts of your city where you can find actual prostitutes. Am I right? Okay. And wherever you go to see those actual prostitutes, I'm talking about women who charge money for sex. I can guarantee you they're wearing something similar to what Kiki had on at the concert. I mean, you know, let's not act like we don't know what a prostitute is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, are we living in the Twilight Zone? Do we not, like, have we forgotten what actual hoish attire is? You know what I mean? I was talking to some friends over this week about it. I said, what happened to that term stank? Remember that? And that was a term that women used to use to describe other women. You know, she looks stank. That's why she got that on. That look, she looks stank. Stank. S-T-A-N-K. Stank. Kiki Palmer looks stank. Where are the women who back in the day would have told her, yo, you look stank? Now, that's not even a thing anymore. Why? Because women have become more accepting of hoish behavior. Back in the day, it wasn't cool to be a hoe, right? It wasn't cool to be a hoe back in the day. Women would call you out. Like, you were cool depending on how classy you were, how lack of hoish behaviors you had. But now it's like, now it's a competition to see how much of a hoe you can be. Look at women like Young Miami, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, even Beyonce. You know, a lot of her lyrics, now y'all see what I was talking about 15 years ago when I was doing those shows on Beyonce. Can you pay my bills and the freakum dress and this and that, all that stuff she was putting out there. You know what I mean? Like that, now y'all see what I'm talking about. Those were the seeds being planted. So it's never been okay to be a hoe. You know what I mean? And then the irony is women really want to be able to be a hoe and have a husband. What part of the game is that? You know, learn how to keep your mouth shut. You know, learn how to carry yourself with respect. You know, lose the masculine energy. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to hear the masculinity. You know, be feminine. You know, you guys can understand, Kiki is known, and I'm just telling y'all, so I've interviewed a lot of celebrities on this show over the last 20 years, a lot of celebrities. You know what I mean? And you guys got to understand that Kiki Palmer is known for being an industry hoe. And I really hate to say it like that. I'm not just hating on her. I'm just telling y'all what it is. This is the reputation that she has. There's a reason why this is one of the first you know, real relationships that she's been linked to since she's been in the public eye like that. You know what I'm saying? That's not a coincidence. I'm telling you what her reputation is. Now, whether you're familiar with that or not, I'm telling you that's what it is. Some women have a reputation amongst celebrities. She's one of them. You know what I'm saying? She is. I'm not making this up. Google her. If you are someone listening to the Dayton Tolbert show right now, and you think that this situation, for whatever reason, is somehow new for her, like you think that outfit is like new, I encourage you right now to Google Keke Palmer ass out. That's all you got to do. Google Keke Palmer nipples, Keke Palmer breasts, and just see what comes up. Don't take my word for it. Just Google what I just told you and see what comes up. And you've been, over the last 15 years or so, you're going to see her wilding out. And then it'll make sense. You'll be like, oh, Steph, I see what he's talking about. She's been this way. So what I'm saying to you is she's been for the streets. You know? Now, I'm going to give you an example. How many people remember when she was on the Breakfast Club and she was addressing some accusations that she made against Trey Songz? Now, I'm not, you know, I know a little bit about the situation, but I'm just going to say what was reported publicly. She was at this party, and she said that she was sexually assaulted by people that were at the party. We'll just say people, you know. But Trey Songz came onto the Breakfast Club to address those accusations, and then he gave a much different recollection. He had a much different recollection of those events than Keke Palmer did. It was a video shoot where she was saying that, you know, she was saying that she was touched inappropriately and propositioned for sex and different things like that. Trey Songz was saying, nah, she was drunk. She was, you know, throwing herself at a few different men, and, you know, guys were doing different things with her, and she was okay with it. And when she found out that she was being recorded, then that's when it became, you know, a problem. But he was saying, well, it was a video shoot. And everyone there was aware that it was a video shoot and that there were going to be cameras there. But so that's what I'm just saying, there was a discrepancy. But you see what I'm saying to you? Wifeable women, guess what? They weren't even been at the party. You see what I'm saying to you? There are women listening now like, yeah, shoot, I wouldn't even been there. Exactly. That's why you're probably wifeable and she's not. You see how that works? See, women want to be able to do it. I got to realize, I'm not worried about offending people. I don't play by these new age rules. Y'all know me. I'm going to keep it real. You know what I mean? I'm not afraid of none of that backlash that people talk about. I don't care about none of that. The reality is some women are wifeable. Other women are not. The real wifeable, I'm going to give you an example. There was back in the day, we went to this club. There was this club called Fizzo's. Shout out to everybody from Philly who remembers Fizzo's from back in the day. Fizzo's was so what they did was they had an after work happy hour, and it was great. I mean, it was like, it had a rooftop patio, and it was three floors, and it was packed. It really got packed. You know, people get off of work and go straight there. It'd be like by 6 o'clock, it was packed. I mean, but it was a party. People were dancing like it was, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, dancing, you know, drinking, having a really great time, you know. And then at a certain time, let's say around 8-ish, you know, 8 or 8:30 or so, people would start leaving out, and then it would turn into a regular club for the evening that would go from like, you know, 9 to 2 or 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever. And there were times where we just stayed. Like, we were there from 6 o'clock, you know, in the afternoon, all the way up until 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and we were, you know, had a great time. But one of the things that we noticed was that certain women, they left before it got too crazy. You understand what I'm saying to you? The crowd changed at 5 o'clock, at 6 o'clock. You had the wifeable women. And this is what we would do. And this, we had these conversations like, yo, we gotta get there early before the classy women roll out. We gotta leave. We gotta get there. You know, get the numbers. before the hoes come in. You know what I mean? We want the wifeable women. You know what I mean? We want the classy, the respectable women. Because they were just there to have a few drinks with their girls after work. By 6:30, 7 o'clock, they were rolling out. They weren't staying for the real party. And that's not to say you can't stay for a real party, but it's just, that's just not what the real women were doing. And I'm saying real women, because like the real classy, wifeable women. You had your classy women. And most of you, I know I'm preaching to the choir. I get it. A lot, most of you listening understand exactly what I'm saying, because you're one of those women who is not for the streets. My audience generally is not for the streets. You know what I'm saying? But at a certain time, that place, I mean, I'm talking about dudes were taking their shirts off. Women were bent over in the corners, getting grinded on. They would put on the Akineli, you know what I mean? Y'all, if y'all know about Akineli, you know what song, that one-hit wonder, you know, dancing, getting grinded, you know, all types of stuff. That's not what the classy women were doing. So all I'm saying to y'all is the Keke Palmers, they were there until 3 in the morning. The Keke Palmers were at the club with Trey Songz, you know, and getting, doing whatever, you know, who knows what, in the closet. Because I remember at one point she said she had to hide in the closet because they were targeting her so much. She found herself hiding in the closet till she waited for her ride to come. Come on, man. Come on. Do y'all really believe that? Come on. You're at an industry party with celebrities, and you're hiding in the closet. Dressed half naked, but you're hiding. Come on, man. Like, let's stop the foolishness. You see what I'm saying to y'all? So, but now, and I'm not here to defend Trey Songz. I know he's had some other allegations and things, but I'm just saying there were some discrepancies. Certain women, it ain't going to be a question. I mean, you've probably never even been disrespected. How many of y'all get the dick pics in your inbox? How many is there? I mean, let's just be honest. Come on. Come on, man. Like, at some point, we got to start keeping it real. Some of y'all have gotten the dick pics in your inbox, right? You say, oh, these men are so disrespectful. Why would he do that? Why would he send an unsolicited dick pic to me? You know why? Look at your pictures. He sent a dick pic because you got your tits out. You know what I mean? Like, what do you think? You got your ass out. You have an outfit similar to what Keke Palmer had on at the Usher concert. That's why you got the dick pic. What do you think he wanted? He wanted to show you what he was working with. You already showed him what you're working with. So he said, look, we could do some things together. My wife has never gotten an unsolicited dick pic. You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe from me, but like, you know what I'm saying? Outside of me, ain't nobody sending no dick pics. Why? Because she doesn't put herself out there like that. You know, they got those Kias. They got they're breaking in the Kias now. They call them the Kia boys, right? Now, you know, if you have a Kia, you better hide your car or whatever, because they're stealing these cars. Why? Because it's a Kia. And they're the Kia boys. That's what they do. But guess what? If you're a hoe, you're going to attract, you know what I'm saying, the unsolicited dick pic boys. They're going to target you just like the Kia boys. Come on, y'all get it. Y'all get the analogy. You know what I mean? Classy women typically don't get disrespected. We can argue about it. We can debate about it. I mean, I said what I said. I stand by what I said. I'm sure there's some anomalies out there. But the reality is there's something about you. There's something about the way you present yourself that made that man think that he would have, that sending that unsolicited dick pic would have a positive result. And we can talk more if you want, you know. We could do a session. We could talk about it, trclifecoaching.com. We can talk about what that may have been that attracted him. But understand, something attracted that man. But typically, you don't have to look too far. You know what I mean? Typically, all you got to do is click on your Instagram page, you know, click on your Facebook page, and you probably have some questionable photos that are attracting men who only want to have sex with you. Okay? There's a reason why Keke Palmer is complaining and has complained about these men only wanting one thing for the last 10, 15 years. Why do you think she would attract those types of men? Oh, my gosh, I don't know. I can't figure it out. Why would they only want one thing from Keke Palmer? She got her ass out. That's how she is. Let me tell you something. Y'all got to read between the lines. If this situation, if a woman finds herself in a situation like this, right, that's usually indicative of a behavioral pattern that's similar, right? So Keke Palmer, and her boyfriend, they obviously had an issue with this situation, but that wasn't their first fight about something like this. You see what I'm saying to you? She wore that outfit to the Usher concert, but what did she wear to the Trey Songz party? What did she wear to the Maxwell concert? I don't know. You know what I mean? What did she wear industry party, the industry sex party where they wear the robes and the Eyes Wide Shut type? You know what I mean? What did she do there, you know, with the when they had the masks on? Oh, come on, I'm sorry. That's a different conversation, man, because I don't want to say too much, man. I don't want to say too much, but come on. If you know, then you know, you know, what goes on at these Hollywood parties, what these industry freaks are into, you know? Or maybe you don't. I know. You know what I'm saying? I know what goes on at those parties. Hopefully at this stage you guys know as well. But if you don't, just know this ain't new. So that's all I'm saying to y'all, man. You cannot literally dress like a prostitute, dress like a hoe, and then expect men to treat you differently. You know, it just doesn't work like that. But people, what's that dude? Geno Jennings, the preacher from Philly. People don't like him. They say, oh, he disrespects women. How? Because he's saying what's true? Dressing like a hoe. That's how he talks. I'm just saying, a lot of y'all are dressing like a hoe, and then you want a different result. But again, that does not absolve him. Be clear, he's a clown, okay? He's a clown for going to social media with his relationship problems to complain to strangers. Only weirdos do that. You see, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you saw my wife on social media posting about an argument or a fight that we had? When's the last time you saw me posting about an argument that me and my wife had on social media? Most of y'all can't tell y'all any fight I've ever had with anybody since you've known me. You can't, because I'm not a clown. Because I understand that, you know, certain things are private. You think we never argued in 13 years or more than that, the 13 years married, you think we never had a fight? I post on Facebook regularly, but guess what I don't post about? My relationship. If you see me post on Facebook, it's a Bible verse, a relationship advice, advertisement for some type of business or, you know, whatever. Opinion about Donald Trump, but I tell you what it's not about. You know what I'm saying? Now, so let's talk about this. Now, let me ask you all this. Are certain men insecure? Absolutely. Are certain men insecure? Are certain men jealous of other men? Absolutely. There are insecure men who are insecure about a lot of things. So obviously, are there certain men that are clowns? Of course. But you're focusing on the wrong thing in regards to this situation. Saying, hey, I don't want my wife and mother of my child, you know, prancing around with her ass out, that's not insecurity. That's just saying what he doesn't want. See, women like to use that as a crutch. They like to use that term insecure as a crutch to silence men. Oh, you're just jealous, or you're just intimidated. Oh, you're just insecure. Well, it's either that or maybe I just don't want my wife dressing like a hoe. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's that. Now, certain men don't know how to deal with that. They don't know how to, how to change that behavior. But the real men like myself, we don't even wife up those types of women. We don't even deal with that. When have you ever heard me complain about what my wife had on. See, let me explain something to you. He chose to marry her, to wife her up, to have a baby with her. He chose that. Offset chose Cardi B, which is the most clownish thing I could think of in the history of the world. You know, why would you want to marry Beyonce? Why would you want to wife up JT from the City Girls? The funny thing is Diddy is actually doing what he's supposed to do with a woman like Young Miami. You have fun with her and keep it moving. You know, she just said, I'm single. Okay, exactly. Damn right you're single. Because look how you are. You don't see him claiming her. They do what they do, but it's widely understood. It's just casual. You don't put a ring on somebody like that. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Like, we got to be smart about this stuff. But the point is, he knows who he's dealing with. Let me explain something to you. If I know to Google Keke Palmer ass out, and I know to Google, you know, Keke Palmer breasts out, and I know what comes up on Google when you do that search, you think he doesn't know? If I know how she was since Akilah and the B, and when she hit puberty, she started wilding out, you think he doesn't know? You think he didn't do his research? Of course he did. He just chose to wipe her up anyway. That's what separates the real men from the not-so-real men. You see how that works? But be clear, men who wipe up women like that are weirdos. You know? And he probably is insecure. That's the irony of it. That situation doesn't mean he's insecure, but the real reason he's insecure is because he wiped up a hoe. He chose to have a baby with a woman who is having her ass out. Why would a man do that? Why? I'll tell you why. Because he's insecure about himself and his ability to actually get a good woman. I've never been insecure because look at me. And again, no, I'm not. I know how that sounded, but I'm not. I don't mean that arrogant way. But do I look like I'm insecure? Do I look like I've ever had a problem getting women? Do I look like the type of man that, you know, can't get a quality woman who's not going to have her ass out? I'm just asking. Do I seem like that type of person? Probably not. So when you are not insecure, you don't do stupid things. You don't carry yourself and you don't wife up women like Keke Palmer. Listen, a lot of y'all don't know me, but you know of me, you follow me. But like people who know me, you know my type. You know what I like. You know what I don't like. Anyone who knows me knows I would not touch Keke Palmer with a 10-foot pole. I'm saying if you know me, you know that. You know she's not my type. You see what I'm saying to you? It wouldn't even be a question. I could be single right now, and Keke Palmer could walk up to me, literally tell me something. Hey, I've always, you know, thought you were sexy, and I wanted to see if we could hook up. I tell her, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm straight. You know what I mean? I'm just being honest with you. And I question the level of security a man has, the level of self-esteem a man has in himself, if he would deal with a woman who he just saw with her ass out all up on another dude. Let me ask y'all a question. Let's switch it up, man. One of the shows I want to do in the future is the definition of a great parent, parenting in the black community specifically. You know, and the reality is the saddest part about it, I mean, we can debate about it, we can argue about it, but what's unquestionable is that I don't know if it's the gender, but there's a little boy or a little girl that is going to one day grow up with the knowledge, my mother is a hoe. My mother presented herself in this way for millions to see. Sierra's children are going to grow up and see her dressed half naked at whatever event that was, standing right next to her cornball husband who allowed that. I mean, just all jokes aside, like, what do y'all think these kids are going to think? Why do women think it's okay for their children to look on social media and see their mom being a hoe? Why didn't you? Listen, I said this many years ago, but I believe when you become a parent, and specifically women, you lose the right to be a hoe. All that, you know, hooking up with dudes after the party, you know, going, you know, being a video hoe, a wannabe Instagram model, and, you know, ass out, breasts out, you know, you lose that right when you have a child that looks up to you. You know what I mean? You lose that. It's not okay anymore. I mean, it's never really okay, but come on, man. I'm just asking, what do you think the kids are going to think? Like, damn, mom, why are you doing that? What do you think the kids are going to be like if they see their mom ass out? Okay to have their ass out. Why would anyone think that that's okay? And what kind of man thinks that's okay? You know what I mean? You're willing to sacrifice the future of your children just because you want this woman like Keke Palmer. That's why I say he's a clown. He should take his child and roll out. I hate to see families broken up, but what I hate even more is to see kids not growing up in a toxic environment. I would rather them be separated and him raise that little girl or little boy with respect and say, hey, man, this is what your mom is into, but you need to know, if you're not going to hear from nobody else, I want you to love yourself and respect yourself and carry yourself in a classy way and be different than your mom. You know what I'm saying? If nothing else, that's what you owe that to your child. And right now, Sierra's kids aren't going to get that. You know what I mean? Cardi B's children aren't going to get that. Beyonce's kids aren't getting that. And shout out to Kanye West, man. Shout out to Kanye West. Yes, he has his issues, but I respect how, as a black man, he's fighting for his children. He's fighting to, he said, my kids will not be raised on TikTok. They will not be doing these dances. He had to fight, you know, for his children. His mom is Kim Kardashian. Y'all know what she's been into. He's at least saying, look, I'm not perfect, but at least I know right from wrong. You know what I mean? And so we gotta as parents do a better job. Even if it means sacrificing, you know, the sex. You know what I mean? Sacrificing whatever celebrity status he thinks he has because he's dealing with Keke Palmer. But you owe it to your children. Keke Palmer is a horrible mother. And I don't care how people feel. They say, well, how do you know how a mother she is? What you mean? She's on the TV with her ass out. Her kids are going to see that. That's why she's a horrible mother. What you mean? How can you be a great mom but a bad influence to your kids? How? Tell me how. If you disagree with that statement, if you are a negative influence to your children, if your behaviors will cause your children to grow up with less than favorable morals, values, and ethics, how are you a great parent? I don't get that. You know what I'm saying? You know, you have two parents that think it's okay to dress like a hoe. What do you think the kids are going to turn out to be like? No real man, no godly man, a Christian man, wants his wife dressing like a hoe. Look at Devon Franklin. You think he would? I did a whole show on it. Google Megan Good on the Dayton Tolbert show. Google what I had, how I predicted that would not last, because there's no way you can have a man K with his wife dressing like a hoe. It will never last. You think Keke is going to be with this dude forever? Do I need to do an official prediction on this situation? I don't think I do. I hope I don't. Come on, though. She is one of those women that's going to be single forever. How many women have you heard me over the last 20 years? Really think about this. How many celebrities have you heard me say she's going to be single forever, and 20 years later, they're still single? How many let me ask you a question. Some of y'all are new to me. Some of y'all have followed me for two decades. How many times have you ever heard me be wrong about anything? I'm just asking. I'm just asking. When have you ever heard me be like, oh, no, he was wrong about that. He said this would happen, but no, that didn't happen. When have you ever heard me be wrong? Show me. What have I said on this show that's wrong from a biblical standpoint? You can see what the problem is. I'm saying things that people don't like to hear, but you can't debate what I'm saying because it's all in the Bible. And that's one of the problems. We've gotten away from the Bible as the foundation. You can say, oh, Kiki's, you want to defend Kiki? Well, okay, let's go to the Bible and see what the Bible says about Kiki. You know what I'm saying? Women who dress like Kiki. What did God in the Old Testament say about Kiki? How did God punish women in the Old Testament who dressed and carried themselves like Kiki? That's a conversation. Go to Deuteronomy. Go to Leviticus and see what happened to women like Kiki. I'm serious. Go to Deuteronomy. Go to Leviticus and read it and see what happened to women like Kiki. Conversation people don't want to have. You say, well, I don't like that dude Dayan. He said this and he said that. Well, what about what the Bible said about that? Like, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if you're mad at me. You can't get mad at God. Oh, man. Have y'all heard about that For the D challenge? Remember that back in the day, the For the Dick challenge? All the celebrities were doing that. She did that. And I did a whole show on it. That's so disrespectful. Women talking about how they love sex and things that they'd be willing to do for the dick. You know, and that's just that. I said Kiki was for the streets back then. In fact, every celebrity that did that, Gabrielle Union, all of them, they're for the streets. Why do you think women like Lala got cheated on? Why do you think Gabrielle Union got cheated on? See, people don't. That's the next show I'm going to do. I'll tell you exactly why. But that's a conversation most women aren't willing to have. They say, well, they're immature or they're this, they're that. But there are actual reasons. Why do you think they do? The irony is that. Here's the ultimate irony. That dude, he did all that on social media. He's this, he's that. But he's probably cheating. You think women like, and I'm just telling you straight up, women like Kiki are the types of women who get cheated on religiously. There's not a man on the planet, please be clear, that would be faithful to Cardi B. Why do you think Offset cheats on Cardi B? You think somebody, I'll just tell you, I'm going to get into it, I'll do a whole show on it next time, but no man will be faithful to a woman that he can't respect. Okay? You think somebody respects Cardi B? Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you think? Of course not. So he cheated. Why the heck do you think Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce? I did a whole show with it, Becky with the Good Hair. Google Becky with the Good Hair on the Dayton Tolbert show. I told you exactly why. I've been predicted that. What do you think? You think Jesus, a man like you, is probably still cheating? No one is going to be faithful to a woman like Beyonce. You think Russ ain't cheating? Russell Wilson? Wait till it comes out, man. I mean, it may not ever come out, but you think, trust and believe, man. Yeah, come on. Oh, boy, man. But let me say this. I'm not going to talk to y'all forever, man. I'm about to get off of here. But let me just ask y'all this. Well, first, let me tell you this. He would be an absolute fool if he stays with her, okay? And I'm talking about the type of fool that wears suede in the rain. You know, the type of fool, Like, he's just like the dumbest. He's got to be like the dumbest guy on the planet if he stays with her. And I know it's a little bit more complicated because they have a child together. But, you know, the fact for her to, you know, publicly, you know, shame him and mock him and antagonize him on social media, and for him to stay with her after that, after she insulted him and, well, I don't respect titles and this and that, and she's out there dancing around making jokes about, oh, my gosh, man. Oh, my goodness. He would be an absolute fool to stay with her. And it's even, as a man, it's even hard for me to, you know, to even relate to a man being with a woman like Keke Palmer. You know what I mean? Like, it's like she doesn't even look that good, let alone, I mean, not even if she did, but she doesn't. But even if she did, to deal with that type of attitude, that type of disrespect is comical. I literally can't even imagine being with a woman like that. You know what I mean? But men who wife up women like Keke Palmer typically have other issues. Men who wife up women like Cardi B, you know, men who wife up women like Kim Kardashian. I mean, just look what I'm naming. All these men have issues. Offset, Kanye West, Jay-Z. I mean, how many more do you want me to name? You know, weirdos. Russell Wilson, they're weirdos. You show me a woman who presents herself like a hoe, I'll show you, and if they're married or in a relationship or dealing with somebody, I'll show you a weirdo. You know what I'm saying? Like a dude who's probably like the opposite of men like myself, or men like your father or my father or my wife's father, or, you know what I mean? Like real men. They don't wife up women who act like that. You know what I mean? Now, she's trying to act like, I hate the fact that they're trying to act, excuse me, they're trying to act like Usher was the problem. Right? Usher was not the problem. She's talking about, oh, he saw my outfit. She said, we live together. First of all, so you're shacking up, you live together, but you're not married. You have a baby. You live with her, and she, so he was okay. You're saying he was okay with it when you left the house, when he saw you at the house, but he then all of a sudden had a problem once he saw the video. I mean, it either could be true. Either could be true, but it doesn't matter. Every step of this process was wrong. You know what I mean? However you want to look at it, as a woman in a relationship, as a mother, I mean, you know, it's just not cool. And so my question is, and I'll ask it again, what happened to women checking women for being hoes? You know what I mean? Acting like a fan. You know, she went out to drool over Usher. You know what I mean? And I mean, who is Usher? I'm just asking, like, is he someone special? Maybe, I don't know. I mean, ladies, I'm saying, do y'all find him to be like this super, you know, sexy guy that you want to be with? Is that who you really want to be with? Like, what's, I don't get it. Like, she was drooling over him. Like, you see the video, you see her face. She's acting like he's like some, I mean, and maybe he is. I'm not a hater. I mean, I don't know. But maybe he is this guy that all women want to be with. I never really heard too many women fantasizing about Usher. You know, when you hear the Lorenz Tates and the Morris Chestnuts and the Denzel Washingtons, I mean, I never heard women talk about Usher in that way. Did you? And maybe I'm out of the loop. I don't know. I heard he had herpes. That's what I heard. I don't know if that was a rumor or what, but I'm just saying I never knew it was that serious for her to be going crazy like that for Usher. I didn't know that. You know what I mean? But she's a celebrity acting like a fan. That's wild. And she's in a relationship. That's wild to me, man. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know when that type of behavior, I mean, ladies, I'm asking you, if you're just whoever's listening to this, if you're in a relationship and you go to Vegas with your girlfriends or you go to Essence Fest, you yourself, would you in a relationship, would you act that way if Usher pulled you up onto the stage? I'm just asking. I don't think my wife would. I know my wife wouldn't act like that. I'm just asking. Would you act like that? You know what I'm saying? Like that's disrespectful to me. And that's because people are saying it like it's weird. I hear more people saying that he should have kept that between them. Okay, everybody's talking about that, but what about the fact that what she actually did? Why are we talking about what he did? Why is nobody saying that, yo, why is she all up on Usher and she's in a relationship? Why is she on stage with her ass out? Is that not more of an issue than what her boyfriend did? You know what I mean? It's like, what would people be saying if the guy never posted on social media? Man, that's weird to me, man. Maybe I've been out the game too long. Maybe this type of behavior is okay. I don't know. I just know how it was back in the day when I was single. I would have never dealt with that. But then again, maybe I'm different. I don't know. you know, like I told you, I'm about to wrap it up, man. But I just want y'all to understand, and again, just to reiterate, no matter if you agree with her, you agree with him, whatever the case is, just understand that, you know, and this is what I agree with him 100% on what he said. He said he's from a generation where we don't want a woman for the streets. My mom told me back in the day, don't bring any trash into this house. She told me that. I remember it like it was yesterday. Before when I was really starting to date, that was my birds and the bees talk, at least from her. My dad gave me a much different conversation, but that's what my mom told me. Don't bring any trash into this house. My dad told me, don't bring any white women into this house. He told me, but that's a different story. But my mom said, don't bring any trash into this house. Listen to what I'm saying to you. I could not have brought Keke Palmer home to meet my mom. My mom would have slapped me. You understand what I'm saying to you? I could not have done that. I could not have introduced my mom to her. Because my mom would have seen most likely the blogs and the outfit. So my last question is, where are the women who are like my mom, like my grandma, like my mother-in-law, like all these women from back in the day? Where are the Claire Huxtables of the world? Or are we in a totally different generation? Because I'll tell you the problem. I mean, we know the problem. The generations have shifted. And it's deep, man. It's so deep. Because my mom loved the Lena Horns, Anita Baker, Gladys Knight, Patti LaBelle, those types of women. But, you know, when she was 40, you see what I'm saying? When she was 45, that's who she was listening to. But now, I mean, ask yourself, seriously, all jokes aside, ask yourselves, you're 40. Other moms out there are 40, 45. Who are they listening to? You see where I'm going with this? I just said, listen to what I'm saying to you. When my mom was 40, she was listening to Lena Horne. That was who was popular. You know how Lena Horne carried herself. You know how Patti LaBelle carried herself. You know how Gladys Knight carried herself. You know how Aretha Franklin carried herself. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's what they represented. So who are the 40-year-olds of today listening to? Beyonce? You know what I mean? Do we need to go any further? I should just end the show just like that. But now you see what the problem is. The Beyonce, Young Miami, Nicki Minaj, Little Kim. That's who the 40-year-olds of today, the 40-year-olds with what?
with 10-year-old little girls. You see the problem with that? It's a different generation with different morals and values. So if my mom, my grandmom told me, don't bring any trash into this house, and she had a specific definition of what she meant by trash, but do you think the women of today have that same definition if their favorite artist is Beyonce, who parades around stage half naked? I'm just asking. If you're not skipping rent payments, you know, to go to the Beyonce concert because you want to see Beyonce prance around half naked, you're probably not the type of mom that's telling your son, don't bring any trash into this house. Yeah, son, daughter, don't bring any trash into this house. But hold on, let me get my outfit, my freakum dress ready so I can go to this Beyonce concert. You know what I mean? That's probably not the lecture you're giving your kids if your favorite artist is Beyonce. That's the problem. What kind of, hold on, I'm done after this. Watch this. How can Kiki tell her daughter or her son, don't bring any trash into this house when she's the trash? She's the trash. Hold on, mom. Wait. What you mean, mom? What you mean, don't bring any trash into this house? He going to pull up the Google on his phone. He's going to Google Kiki Palmer ass out. I'm just, all jokes aside, how can she give that advice? I'm asking y'all, how can Kiki Palmer say to anyone, respect yourself, be classy, don't bring any trash into this house, when she's on stage with her ass out? What you mean, mom? Come on, mom. That's why this generation is so messed up, because the parents are messed up. Listen, man, I want to thank y'all for listening in. I appreciate you guys. I'm going to get ready to wrap it up, but, you know, it's nothing else to say. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you, if you've missed any shows, this is episode 4 of season 18, or if you've missed any episodes, go to DeDonTolbertShow.com, iTunes, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can check out archived shows. Or if you can think, guys got to understand, there's nothing I haven't discussed. You'll never find anyone, and this is the original Urban Podcast, you'll never find anyone who's talked about more topics than I have. So Google, if you have a question or you have a topic or there's a celebrity that you are curious about my views on, just Google their name on the Dayton Tolbert Show, and I guarantee you a show will pop up where I've discussed that topic in detail. So just do that. Follow me Instagram, all that good stuff. Again, trclifecoaching.com if you guys want to schedule a free 30-minute consultation. And that's what it is, man. So, again, thank you all for listening in, and I will see y'all next time where I will be discussing the real reasons why men cheat. I'll talk to y'all later.
Child, a date on top of motivating you, girl. They don't be your motivation. Celebrate on to overcome and change your world. You don't ever have to settle for less. You don't have to be a fool. Call them up, let the tears fall down. Tell them how you feel so. Little girl, don't be lost anymore. This brother has a master plan. Lean on his wisdom if you feel.
Motivating you, girl. They don't be your motivation. Validate until.